Hello, Audio Boo.
Oh, turn the gain down. All one word here. On the boss jock. It's 20 to 7 in the PM. And I've got... Who have I got?
Tamara.
Who's in the back?
Jessica
and Harry. And who are we in?
Dolly.
We're having a quick drawn out in Dolly.
So,
we've just kind of stopped off at Woodhenge. We're doing a little jaunt just to keep Dolly ticking over. So we're recording a live map on shareadventure.com. And we're going to stop off at a few places. So we're at Woodhenge at the minute. It's just leaving. Here we go. We're going to go into Amesbury. Yeah, we're going into Amesbury here.
The home of Stonehenge.
Yeah, the home of Stonehenge, apparently. So I think next stop will be Stonehenge. I think the 303 is going to be clear enough. Now, look at this motorhome on the left. Oh, they've just pulled out in front of that guy. That was a bit naughty. Is it a cat? No, it's a motorhome. They've just pulled out of a lay-by right in front of some guy. That was a bit cheeky. 40 miles an hour down here. Yes, yeah, it's coming up to 60 kilometres an hour. There we go. That's 40 miles an hour. What a fantastic day we've had today. Where did we go again?
The Hawk Conservancy Trust place.
Wow.
The Hawk Conservancy Trust. Just outside of Andover. On the A303. If you ever get the chance to go to that place, it is such a fantastic day out, and you really have to get there for kind of opening time. Okay, Countess roundabout now.
Countess.
Yep.
This is the worst roundabout.
Oh, it's a German. It's a German motors home from DO. Is Dio Dortmund? I think it is. Oh, they've got reflective sealant tape around all of their windows and around the seals. It looks a bit battered, does that motorhome? That's a bit older, that one. Okay. Countess. No, it wasn't made then. That's just the registration. Oh, did you know? What a good feeling it would be to be touring around Europe now.
Whoops.
Come on, we need whoops.
Oh,
we're okay. They're they're really ragging their motorhome with those Germans in front of us. So, stop off at Stonehenge next. Okay, so just about a mile, and we're at the top of the hill from Countess Roundabout, and we're looking into the sun, but we can see Stonehenge in front of us. Yeah, there's Stonehenge there.
Are we going to actually go in?
No. We could. I've got my. In fact, no. They've stopped taking admissions now. What I wanted to do was stop on the lay-by on the left, but. What I'll probably do here is just take pictures and run past if I can. Oh, I can't. It's too bright. We're looking... Oh, motorbike. There's Stonehenge. What a beautiful silhouette that's created. Motorbike's charging past us here. Going westbound on the A303. No, west. Bike. A bit naughty. Here's another one coming. Right, just checking in on Swarm as we drive past.
Are we going a bit faster?
So we'll go a bit further down the road. Speak in a bit. So, okay, we went past Stonehenge, and at the next roundabout we turned left, which was the A360 towards Salisbury. And we just got beautiful rolling fields all around us. Beautiful golden light that's coming from our right-hand side. It's such a fantastic night. It is so... This is the best night we've had. Where's this? The Woodfords. Let's go to the Woodfords. You've been to the Woodfords. Heel Gardens. So we'll come out at High Post, I think. Turning off the A360 now. And going down the hill into the valley. To the Woodfords. Beautiful, three or four beautiful villages in the bottom of here. Taking our time as we go down the hill. Fairly narrow road, really. But beautiful, beautiful night. We've got berries on the hawthorn trees here. All the farmers have not ploughed the fields. They've harvested the fields and they're now starting the process of ploughing and fertilising, ready for the next crop. Why don't they keep animals? Well, some farmers don't have animals. They've only got crops. Arable farming, it's called. So we've got a couple of fields. There's one left of us now with sheep in. And there's one coming up on the right. There's a field just been harvested on our right-hand side. That's been harvested fairly recently. And now on our right, we've got another field with sheep in. So... two sheep fields, yeah. And that was an empty field on our left. Probably sheep have been in there. Oh dear, we've got quite a queue of traffic behind us. Oh, what are the cars coming ahead of us? Yeah. So we're coming into Middle Woodford and into some. It's just truly beautiful. A truly beautiful area. It's in the valley, it's in the bottom. And you got the river. What's the river called in the bottom? I can't remember. But after here we go, give way, 145 yards. Oh, some beautiful cottages and all. In fact, all around. There's a big house on our right there. Okay, Upper Woodford, Amesbury. Let's go left. Okay, an old telephone box with a king's crown. Now we've got there's the river with a swan in it on our right. Oh, this is just fantastic. I wish we were off. Oh, I was off tomorrow. Beautiful. Here's the school on our left. Beautiful thatched roofs, very, very well maintained gardens all around us. There's a football field there.
At least they've got a car.
Woodford Village Hall there on the right. They're celebrating something.
At least that school's got a car.
Yeah.
And not anything like our school. Except for a stack.
The three cars are still behind me. Accelerating up to 40 miles per hour or 60 kilometres an hour, but we're... Oh, here's a big tractor. He's been fertilising. He's all right. It's tons of space. We're passing Heal Garden, H-E-A-L-E, on our right.
What is that? It's
public
garden.
Public gardens down the bottom. I think Jessica, you've been to Heal Garden, haven't you? Okay, never mind.
Have you?
Has she?
Yeah. Oh no.
Have you been to Heal Garden, Jess? I think you went with the school. Oh, we're coming into Upper Woodford now. And I think we turn off here shortly. Oh, there's a sign, 30 mile an hour, beware of the ducks. And we know about the ducks, don't we? Oh, there's a little bit of quarry on the right. Maybe we could go into the pub car park. Yeah.
The pub is
here. Oh, yeah. Jessica's telling me a story. So we're pulling into the car park here of the, what's it called, the Bridge Inn?
I think it is.
The Rooster.
Sorry? I'm just going to jump out and take a couple of pictures. And then we'll be on our way. Speak to you in a bit. Well, no, because we were moving. Speak to you in a bit. Okay, we're back. This is going to bring us out onto... Oh, well, that's the runway to our right now, Tamara. For Boscombe Down, I think. Or it's the... I think it is. Going to come up onto the main road, the 342, is it? I can't quite remember. We're going to turn right up here to go into Amesbury again. Oh, such a beautiful night. The ambient air temperature is really warm. Yeah. Yes, the 345. A345. Left to Salisbury, right to Amesbury. We've got these giant towers of straw bales all around us. Looks quite unusual. You know, they've built them up maybe 7 or 8 bales high. Oh, should have made an attempt to come out there. Right, this is going to be our chance to get out. It's a very difficult junction, this. I've only ever come out of this junction twice, and this is the second time. And there's a... Oh, there's a car. So we're so high up, we can see all around us in this van. Here's these unusual bale towers on our left in this field. On our right are the runway lights. That'll be the back of Boscombe Down runway airfield. Gonna see if we can get a picture here. Maybe the sun's coming in. Sun's directly on my left now. Smile. So, combine harvesters out in the field to the left, maybe? I don't know. Or maybe he's... No, it's smoke. You can smell it. Farmer burning some stuff in the field down there, no doubt. Well, I hope, because I've got this window open, I hope the recording of this audio boo isn't too much of a pain. There's Amesbury. The massive, massive estate of Archer's Gate. And the skyline. Yeah, they're going to bring the houses all over all of these fields that you can see now. So what we'll do is, we're going to turn right, go around Archer's Gate, and then go into Solstice Park Services.
Are we?
Yeah, because I want to check the tyre pressures. There's a motorhome behind us. It's a VW, a small one. Whoa! was it was me. We just clipped the roundabout, that's all. We just clipped the roundabout. Yes. Okay.
We could have tipped over.
Don't be daft. We'll speak to you in a bit.